Because I want to come back to the one verse. And can you just put up that Genesis verse 21? It's probably about the third or fourth slide in there. And bring us back to here. Because as encouraging as mornings like these are, I also know sometimes mornings like this can be very difficult for people. Because you look at your life and you say, because of what's happening in my life today, I have no reason to give thanksgiving to God. My life is broken. My family's broken. My relationships are broken. I feel broken. I don't see God in any of this. And I want to give each of us a word of encouragement this morning from this verse. That wherever you are in your life at the moment, there is reason to give thanksgiving. And it comes from the story of Joseph. Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers. Joseph, who was falsely accused by his owner. Joseph, who throughout his life had so many reasons to curse God and die, and yet stands firm in his faith and his commitment to God. And it all comes back to this one verse and the words that are highlighted in here. And I want to challenge us this morning to be able to say to yourself that your temporary trauma is not the template that God has for your life. That the struggles you may be going through at this moment, the disappointments you may be feeling at this moment, all the anxieties you may be feeling at this moment is not the general template that God has for your life if this verse is true for your life. And here is your word of encouragement for Thanksgiving this year and every day of our lives. And it's formed in this one verse again. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. And focus on that one simple word at the beginning as I've been encouraging us all throughout this fall. When you see the word but in Scripture, pay attention because God wants to teach you something. Because up to this moment in his life, Joseph had no reason to celebrate God's presence. He had lost his family, he has lost his friends, he has lost his livelihood, he has lost all that he had. And here he is in prison, and now God is about to act in his life. And here is the phrase, the Lord was with him. Four times in Joseph's story, these words are repeated over and over again, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. He was with him when he was sold into slavery. He was with him when he was in prison. He was with him when he was elevated to a position of authority. God was with him. And whatever chapter, whatever moment of life that you are in this moment, God is with you. And here is what he promises to give you and each of us at that moment. And as these simple words, he has shown him kindness and granted him favor. See, no matter what you are facing in your life, the reason that each of us have cause to give thanksgiving to God is because God has truly shown his kindness and favor to us. The words grace, loving kindness, love to you. In the moment, in this moment, in whatever you are facing, no matter how broken or bruised, no matter how great your family may be, God's kindness and his love and his grace is with you. And this reason for thanksgiving. And Joseph's life portrays that. These are not just words that God says to Joseph, but Joseph, at the end of his life, has to practice these. Because if you know Joseph's story, that later on in his life, after God elevates him out of prison, after God puts him in the position that God knew he had for him already from the beginning, even though he was in the prison at the moment, God knew what the end result would be. He puts him in a position of authority to care for the people of Egypt, to care for his own family, and his family comes back to him, the same family which had sold him into slavery to begin with. Joseph now practices what God has shown him by showing his family grace and kindness in forgiving them for what they have done to him. And this Thanksgiving, God may give you that same opportunity. There may be that person in your family tree, that person who comes to dinner, that person who is absent from your family table this year, that God may be saying to you, as an act of thanksgiving to him, that it is an opportunity for you to practice kindness and grace to that person, just as God has demonstrated his kindness and grace to you. See, there's nothing that God doesn't show us, give us, provide for us in our life that he doesn't ask us to turn around and do the same for somebody else. And holidays are tough to do that with. But it is the greatest opportunity to demonstrate to somebody what God has demonstrated to you. And when you do, there's your greatest moment to give thanksgiving to God, because it shows God's power at work in you, doing something that is beyond your own power, my own power to do on our own, to show kindness and grace. This Thanksgiving, may your life be marked, may my life be marked by that simple word, but. No matter how hard, how difficult, how amazing your life may be, but God is with you to show you kindness and grace. And that's reason to give thanks to him. We come to communion on this Thanksgiving Sunday, and it seems Sunday, and it seems only fitting and appropriate, because in this simple reminder, God shows you kindness and grace. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and the cup. He gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body, this is my blood, broken for you." God's kindness and grace shown to you in a tangible way. And every time we do this, we remind ourselves and we celebrate before God his kindness and grace. That while I was still a sinner, while I was still separated from God, God stepped into my life through the cross of Jesus to show grace and kindness and forgiveness for all who would accept and believe. So with these simple elements, the bread, Jesus' body, broken for you, God's kindness given to you, take and eat. And in the cup, the blood of Christ, symbolically given to us in this moment, to remind us of the real blood of Christ shed for us, God's kindness and grace given to you. Your reason for thanksgiving, not just today, but every single day of our life, God's kindness and grace demonstrated to us so that we can demonstrate it to others. Let me pray for us. Father, it is so hard and difficult in our world to be reminded that you are the God who has stepped into our world to show us kindness and grace through your Son, Jesus. In times like this, Thanksgivings, holidays are sometimes hard reminders of what we truly have to give thanks for, what we truly have to celebrate. But when we take the focus off of ourselves and our circumstances, and we see you behind our lives, behind our circumstances, we have reason to give thanksgiving. We have reason to celebrate. And we have reason again to find joy. So this week, God, I pray you would help us, not just this week, but even every day, but this week especially, God. For the chapters of life that we may find ourselves in, may our trauma we are in not be the template for my life, but may the template, the model for my life, be the kindness and grace you have shown me, make available to me, not just for myself, but for others around me. May I celebrate that. May I draw strength from that. And may I be encouraged by it as I demonstrate to others what you have given to me. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.